We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. We're into the kind of the plot thickens form of college football now because this first CFP is out. We are into November. Mm-hmm. Schedulers try to always give us the best, most meaningfully impactful games in the month of November, and we're going to get those pretty much one after the other now for the next few weeks. Should be a really good weekend for college football viewing.
I can't believe that Penn State, Minnesota is on at 11 in the morning. Is that...
Well...
What are we doing here?
Well, I mean... You're going to get up and have Bloody Mary or a mimosa, and you're going to watch yourself a little college football.
Well,
let's go.
If I live in Minneapolis, I'm furious that I got to get up and start cocktailing at 7 a.m. instead of 3 in the afternoon. At the very least, have this at 2 o'clock game.
Do you know what the weather's like in Minneapolis?
I'm sure
you're
going to
be cocktailing
cold
at any time that you possibly can.
I know. Saturday will be the first day in AP poll era. That would be 83 years. Where two ranked teams, 8-0 or better, will meet on the football field on the same day. Number two plays number three, that's LSU, Alabama. And number four visits number 17, that would be Penn State at Minnesota.
Okay,
level of interest. I'll lay out some numbers for you as if I need to. But Minnesota has a chance to, shock the world. They were kind of slighted, considering where they were... Where they were pegged in the CFP, they're a 7-point underdog. That's the lowest ranking, the 17th in the CFP, the lowest ranking ever for an undefeated Power 5 team. Previous low was Oklahoma State's 8-0 start in 2015. They were 14th at least. And Baylor, by the way, has the third lowest ranking. That's this year. They're 8-0, but only 12th. Minnesota has lost 16 of his last 17 against AP top five teams, including seven straight. But the Golden Gophers' last such win came against then number two Penn State. But that was also 20 years ago. Minnesota has lost 13 straight games against teams ranked in the AP, third longest active streak behind Rutgers and Indiana. So, Penn State by 7, 11 a.m. kick. Level of interest, 1 to 10, Penn State and Minnesota. It's not Ohio State, Michigan. It's not even Ohio State, Penn State. But how about the Gophers, 1 to 10?
It's getting a solid 8 from me here, and here's why I would even give away the 2, okay. The 2 points, is because if Penn State gets up early on this thing, I will lose interest in it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But it's appointment viewing early. For me, I'm curious about Minnesota, and we're trying to make the bed for Penn State and Ohio State, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean,
So you want to watch James Franklin's team at Penn State. You want to watch them get a little bit better sense of them. Ohio State seems to be, unless you're, Danny Cannell or a few others, they seem to be the team that everybody likes as number one right now.
Minnesota does
and
not
Penn
have them
State.
On the regular season schedule, by the way, for those wondering. Penn State, yeah. Iowa, Northwestern, Wisconsin. They don't have Ohio State yet.
So. Yeah, this is a pretty solid game. I, I, you're not a good college football fan if you don't have some interest in this game, I don't think.
Three ranked teams left on Minnesota's schedule, including Saturday morning at 11. Okay, number one versus number two in the polls. Number two versus number three in the CFP. It's LSU and Alabama. LSU beat Alabama 9-6 in overtime. That preceded a memorable second date 2 months later in the BCS National Championship game in New Orleans, back when there was such a thing, which is where the CFP National Championship game will be played in New Orleans. Alabama hammered LSU 21-0 in the title game, so they survived that loss to LSU back when they lost that rock fight 9-6 in the regular year. If those previous number one versus number two outings lacked quarterback star power, which, if all due respect to Jordan Jefferson and A.J. McCarron, this one will have Joe Burrow and probably Tua Tagovailoa. He is a game-time decision, Tua is, but there is an expectation that he will play, and this, if he hadn't had it already, would be Joe Burrow's Heisman moment. 1-10, one versus two. Got to be a
this
10.
This is a 10. And it ain't going to be a rock fight either.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, the changing styles of the SEC, the changing styles of both Alabama and LSU, they both have – I mean, here we go. Two high-octane quarterbacks that could be amongst the first four players picked in the NFL draft. So
who would have ever thought an LSU-Alabama over-under would ever be 63.5? Yeah.
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's not a rock
This fight. Game is, even those with SEC fatigue, how in the world could you miss this game?
Yeah, agree.
Can't wait for it. Can't wait.
That would be.
Hope it lives up to the expectations.
Oh, I don't know how it couldn't.
I'm with you.
Loser's not out of it. Winners not locked in, although that would help. You know, I'm talking about the CFP, the Final Four.
Yeah.
That would be 2:30 in Tuscaloosa. Alabama's the home team, in case you were curious there.
Although, really, this damages Alabama more than it would LSU, I would think.
Slightly.
Just based on LSU's strength of schedule to this point. Alabama will pick up a little steam, obviously. I don't know if Alabama can I think Alabama can maybe afford to lose this game, but I wouldn't feel just based on the climate right now and how many unbeaten teams there are, I might want to be careful about that.
Yeah, either team I think would survive this. You can hear that game right here on KFH on air at 2, kick at 2:30, LSU and Alabama. All right, I guess I probably should have ended with those, but I didn't.
Well, everything else is going to be an anticlimax.
A little bit.
Maybe we should do the scale from 1 to 5.
Just to make Maryland feel better because they're playing Ohio
Maryland?
State. They're getting 43.5 from Ohio State at the Horseshoe, 1 to 10.
Zero.
All right.
Zero. No interest. Don't care. Yeah. Maryland's weird, though. They had those two games early where they scored like about 110 points.
Yeah.
And then since then have pretty much sucked.
Yes, pretty much. They are 3-6, 1-5 in the Big Ten.
I mean, awful.
Okay. Let me try to prop this one up somehow and give me a chance. All right. Clemson at NC State. Only because Clemson is undefeated, still have their star quarterback, still have all their weapons, and yet they're not in the top four in the CFP. Wolfpack will be hard-pressed to threaten the Tigers' 24-game win streak this weekend in Raleigh. NC State gave up 44 at Wake last week, 1 week after giving up 45 to BC. Is there even a train wreck effect factor for you here to see what Clemson does to NC State, 1-10?
No, because NC State is one of those disappointing programs in that they have their moments and their glimmers of hope, but in just go back and look it up. Every single time they intersect with a really great possible moment for them, they kind of seem to fail miserably. And Clemson ain't losing anything right now.
Well, apparently
Clemson's on full throttle.
Apparently the CFP does have an eye test because they're the defending national champions. And I mean, I don't think you can make much of this, but as of right now, they're not in the top four.
It's safe right now because you know Penn State and Ohio State are going to play, and Alabama and LSU play now too. The first six picks are safe. And I mean safe from a standpoint that you're not really slighting anyone because the landscape is going to shift. You essentially have elimination games being played already.
All right, speaking of safe, number six, Georgia. They're hosting Missouri. That's at 6 o'clock in Athens. Two teams trending in opposite directions. Georgia stumbled against South Carolina but dominated Kentucky, so their hopes are still alive after they beat Florida after that. Next is Missouri, suffering deflating losses in their last two games at Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Georgia has won five straight and 6 of 7 against the Tigers since Mizzou joined the SEC. 1-10?
Pretty low. Mizzou started the season, remember, losing at Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Josh Allen is still at Wyoming. Is he?
No, he's not.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I don't know if Kelly Bryant is going to even play for Mizzou.
Remember, so,
the Clemson transfer guy. So,
yeah.
Okay.
No chance. All right. No chance. All no right. interest. Might be more interesting if they were playing basketball, but.
Mizzou, Georgia?
Not football.
I don't know. I might be less inclined to watch them play basketball.
Is Mark Fox still the head coach at Georgia? Or is he out of there now?
If I were on Hollywood Squares and you asked me that, I would say agree.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Because Konzo Martin is still, he's at Mizzou, right?
I would agree with that, too.
Yes.
A couple of sports talk show co-hosts quizzing each other on the air and neither one actually knowing.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that Konzo Martin's in Mizzou.
Yeah.
I don't remember if Mark Fox has been replaced at Georgia. I'll know that in about 30 seconds.
All right. Here you go, 1-10. Baylor at TCU. TCU barely has a quarterback on the roster left, healthy or otherwise. Alex Delton apparently is leaving. Gary Patterson, if he's got a really cool pregame speech, he might need it. His Horned Frogs outplayed Texas and knocked off the Longhorns in Fort Worth last month, 37-27, but they're just 4-4, and here comes Baylor undefeated, but only a 2.5-point favorite. That's an 11 a.m. kick, too. Baylor, TCU, 1-10.
You know what? Because of where we are and the league that we follow, and the fact that Baylor and Oklahoma is still kind of percolating along, that's a fairly high rate of – I mean, that's a 7 for me.
Okay.
I mean, I think that you got to probably pay attention to that. Mark Fox, by the way, at Cal now.
Oh, of course.
Left after 9 years in 2018 at Georgia. He is now at Cal.
Wasn't Konzo Martin at Cal once upon a time?
Yes, he was.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yes, he was.
All right. Here you go. K-State. Oh, and by the way, Ferrum's in Virginia. Ferris State is in Michigan.
Yeah, Ferris State, really good hockey.
Yes, correct.
At Ferris State.
That's who I was thinking of. Ferrum is in Virginia, though. Okay. K-State, Texas. Chris Klieman has the Cats rolling. His last 3 weeks have gone as swimmingly as they could have asked. On October 19th, K-State snapped a two-game losing streak and held on to a 24-17 win over TCU. And then they shocked Oklahoma a week later. And then they rolled over Kansas in the Sunflower Showdown. And meanwhile, Todd Orlando's defense has Texas fans calling for his firing. The defense has allowed over 465 yards a game. That is 118th in the FBS. Sam Ellinger threw 4 interceptions and completed less than 50% of his passes 2 weeks ago in Texas' 10-point loss to TCU. His 4 picks were the most by a Longhorn quarterback in 5 years. Okay, K-State, let's build on it. 2:30 in Royal Texas Memorial Stadium in Austin. Texas is a 7-point favorite. Level of
interest. Yeah, the money's gone Texas's way. How about that? That opened at 5.5, and we have seen a 1.5-point shift. The money's, but that's not surprising, I suppose. I think the level of interest here is as high as anything going on in the Big 12 this weekend, including Baylor TCU. K-State is, it may be more of a regional intrigue than it is a national one, and Texas has kind of played itself out of it. But I think for K-State people and Big 12 people, this is a huge curiosity factor to see if K-State can take this thing, with all due respect to Kansas, on the road to a much more difficult place to play and win.
Twice as many people there.
Twice as many people. That alone makes it harder. But a place, interestingly, that K-State has generally played well and won its fair share of games at.
Yeah, they have.
They really have. So I think the level of interest in this game is high. I'll go 8 here.
It's an offense that we had our questions about until recently, and now not only are they humming, they're playing a Texas team that's a sieve. So, and that's a game we'll
pick
tomorrow.
And defensively, and now they're missing one of their best defensive backs, obviously, but having said that, this is a team defensively that makes it hard on you.
I'll take the under of 57.5. For,
I do too.
Entertainment only purposes, wagering.
And the thing that I like most about K-State is that they frustrate you in time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
They keep your, and I read this, you know, and I can't remember who it was attributed to, but someone was saying they frustrate you not just in terms of time of possession, but then they make your offense hurry up because they feel like they need to make up for lost time. Mm-hmm. I thought that was and I wish I could remember who it was that said it, but I thought that that was a really interesting comment, that not only do they keep the offense off the field, when they do get on the field, they feel like they need to do a lot in a short amount of time because they know they won't be back out there very often.
And I feel like that's probably how Kansas felt. 100%.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Tom Crean, by the way. Shame on us for forgetting that Tom Crean is at Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. Okay.
Vince Dooley still coaching their football team?
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he's still
there. I think Vince Dooley is there. And yeah. Wimp Sanderson, I think, you know. He was at Alabama.
He was at Alabama.
So, never mind. Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Okay, the State Farm picks. We'll have the K-State-Texas game. It's at 7, so we're going to have to tease it somewhere, up or down.
Mm.
Baylor TCU, that's Baylor 2.5 at the moment, so we'll probably stick with that. Of course, LSU Alabama, that's Alabama by 6.5 at the moment. Minnesota Dallas, the Sunday night game. Dalvin or Zeke, who you got? Total yards.
Oh, there you go.
We'll prop that.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay.
And let's see, before I make an ass out of myself again, let me look and see when KU – okay, KU plays tomorrow night, so we can pick that game. Whatever the line is, we'll pick that. KU hoops against UNC Greensboro, and okay. I may have to create a line. I hope not, but I may have to create a line, Texas Southern against Wichita State. So we'll start picking basketball games now.
Okay, why not? Here. That's so fun. That's fun.
Let me look real quick before we turn the page to high school football state playoffs going on. Chris Lilly is going to join us from Cake Channel 10. Some really good games in state football. We'll see if that line is up yet for KU and UNC Greensboro. And actually, there are plenty of people on Twitter that will tell me. So hook me up, people. If you see a line, UNC Greensboro on KU and Hoops, if it's posted or anywhere, let me know, because we're going to pick that game tomorrow on the State Farm picks. By the way, you stunk again, and me and State Farm did good again. So,
how what'd I go?
Two-fer, 2-5.
Only two?
Yeah.
I thought I had three, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's neither here nor there.
Kevin did a good job for State Farm. They went 5-2. So they're now 8 over .500, and we'll turn it over to Jim Maddox tomorrow on the State Farm pitch.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Let's see. KU, talk to me. KU, no, nothing posted yet. But we'll figure it out at some point. Chris Lilly from Cake 10 talking high school football next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.